Kevin will drop out of the tour after today, and he was looking to ski through this weekend. He's more of a sprinter type, as training for Dresden. Wants to get a little bit of a fitness boost, and now we're going to shut it down and enter a recovery and training phase to prepare for Dresden. So he was happy. He felt fine out there. He said he was in a pack that was really easy to ski with, and I think he's in good shape. David moved up 6 bibs today. He said he felt like he had a better gear that wasn't there yesterday. And so I'm excited to see his time of day, see where he placed there. And Logan had, I'm kind of walking, doing a few different things here. You can probably hear me breathing. Logan, his back seized up pretty hard on him on, the end of lap one, maybe lap two. And was skiing fine. It was just really hard for him to put much effort into things because his core was just not connecting his upper and lower body.
And he's still.
But they're good spirits.
Sorry about that.
He's
feeling like he wants to continue.
He's just made the decision to at least move on to Val di Fiemme. We discussed the risks, and we have a good alternative option for the next 8 minutes here. But really, if he goes there and isn't able to start, it's not going to be a big mistake because he can do a little bit of training and recovery there, which wouldn't be needed anyways. And we'll then move on to Ramsau for our pre-Dresden camp, kind of post-tour to ski pre-Dresden camp.
It seemed like in the men's field, kind of across the board, a lot of people struggled in the middle part of the race. You saw kind of these like big yo-yo oscillations where people would make up a lot of time in the first 5K and then lose a lot of time in the second 5K and then kind of rebound. Do you think that's attributable to anything?
It's hard to say. Frankly, it's often the people who watch the race on TV or the live feed that see more than we do as coaches who are watching the splits on our phones and the 100 meters of skiing that we can actually view from the side of the course. So it's hard to say, but what usually happens in those races is that everybody is fit and strong enough to take it out relatively fast and not a ton of movement occurs early. And then as people fatigue, skis start to show their strengths or weaknesses, that's when a lot of movement happens. So it's fairly standard for a format like today.